There's little question that West Virginia's craft beer industry has taken off in recent years. The number of breweries has more than doubled from 5 to 11 since 2011, and a bill passed this legislative session brings hope that there's even more to come. Here's Paul Gatza of the Boulder, Colorado-based Brewers Association, a trade organization that promotes the craft brewing industry across the country.
West Virginia is one of the smallest states for craft brewing. Right around 8,000 barrels a year is what West Virginia has been doing, which was up from 5,000 the year before. By percentage, it's growing rapidly, but that's off of a pretty small base. But we're certainly seeing that beer drinkers all over the country, including West Virginia, are turning more to craft brewed beers, and they're enjoying all the flavors and beer styles that they're finding out right now.
According to the Brewers Association, West Virginia's craft brewing industry raked in $118.2 million last year. That figure puts the state 46th in the nation as far as revenues and 49th in production. Greenbrier Valley Brewing Company is one of the newest breweries in the state. Co-owner Will Laska says his company's growth shows there's plenty of potential to be tapped.
Well, we started selling beer last September of 2014. And we started off in kegs, and of course, you know, things are slow. We have 12 distributors in the state, and we cover about 50 out of the 55 counties. You know, are we saturated? No, we're far from being saturated, but we're working, you know, getting in more places, getting the brand and the name out there more and more. It just, you know, just takes time. It just takes getting out there, doing the marketing, getting the word out there, talking to people, and also having the laws beneficial to small businesses, small breweries.
And the statewide growth in recent years has come despite laws that brewers say haven't been exactly friendly to them. Aside from the run-of-the-mill business license, there was a $2,500 fee for a resident brewer's license and a separate $1,000 fee to operate a brew pub. In addition to all the licensing fees, there were some limitations on distribution. Laska explains what things were like before today.
Prior to the law coming, this new law coming to effect, someone could not come to the brewery itself for tasting. The only thing a brewery could do, was allowed to do, is, you know, you could self-distribute, you can go through a distributor, or you can sell kegs for off-premise consumption.
But now tastings and samplings are allowed. The brewpub license fee gets cut in half, and the resident brewer's license fee will become a sliding scale based on volume of production. And while these changes will certainly help those looking to start their own business and increase the ability of the state's current brewers to grow, there's a few provisions in the craft beer law that will help benefit both the brewer and the consumer. Beginning today, craft beer drinkers will be able to purchase and fill more growlers at brew pubs, and they'll also be able to get growlers at bars and some other retailers. All of this means more access for those interested in starting a brewery, which translates to more competition, something current brewers see as a way to attract tourists, and the state's tourism commissioner agrees. Amy Goodwin hopes the new craft beer law will attract visitors, and she sees plenty of potential for future growth of the industry.
I think it's a great beginning to something that's only going to get better. I joked with a reporter the day that we signed the craft beer legislation in the Capitol, and he was counting all of the dots across the state of the craft breweries, and I said, I bet you this time next year it'll be double. That's what I said, and I really do believe that because the momentum's there.
And that momentum has motivated Governor Tomlin to proclaim a statewide craft beer week slated from August 15th through the 22nd. Several craft beer festivals will coincide with the week, including the sold-out Rails and Ales in Huntington, the Mountaineer Brew Fest in Wheeling, and the Brew Skies Festival at Timberline. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.